Brothers and sisters, we're in a time now where technology has taken over, I suppose in the past year, more than ever. We're working from home, we're doing our calls online, and we're running our businesses through means that we hadn't done before. And with that in mind, thinking about technology, I had a conversation with Mufti Menk earlier on discussing technology and how we can use it to study our religion. I think this is going to be one that you guys are going to want to listen to. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope you're doing well, Mufti. I'm so glad to be hosting you once again. And though time seems to be very different right now and the mediums that we're using are slightly altered, it's lovely to have you back on, so welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brother Faisal, so good to be with you here. In fact, I am the one who's glad to be with you, and I'm quite sure that inshallah it will be a beneficial short session, bi-ithnillah.
So I wanted to discuss something that was on my mind and has been on my mind for a while now, and that is this issue of technology. It's something that's completely taken over our lives in the past year more than ever, and it's something that, as a content creator myself, I know can do so much good in showing people kind of the strength that they can build with their faith. But like with anything else, there's also a very negative side of it that, if not controlled, can elude you down a wrong path, I suppose. Is this something that we should be wary of? How should we be looking at technology?
Yes, obviously we should be looking at it in a more positive light. And every one of us, it's our duty to use it in a good way, to be able to become ambassadors of the deen and not just spokespersons of the deen. You know, there is a difference between the two. We also need to understand the knowledge we should be disseminating with or on all platforms, online, offline, whatever it may be. And there is a way of actually getting this knowledge across. There is a wisdom, and we need to learn this. We need to be able to understand the methods that are being used by people and utilize them to spread the good, inshallah.
Jazakallah khairan, Sheikh. So, given your answer to that previous question, are we okay to learn our deen online?
Well, yes, we are okay to learn online, although primarily we're supposed to be learning at the feet of the scholars. So if you have that within your community or close to your reach, then that would be the ideal. But subhanAllah, not everyone has that. Not everyone's able to attend the halaqat or the circles of knowledge in their masajid. Not everyone is able to or has access to the mashayikh or the scholars who are considered scholars and sit at their feet and learn. So then the next best thing is to learn online. And obviously, it is something that needs to be considered in a big way. And we must make use of it. It's there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask us, you had this at your fingertips, and why didn't you make use of it, you know?
Barakallahu feekum, Sheikh. So let's be honest, is there any limitations then with studying your religion online? I know we kind of alluded to it before, but really, is this something that's got some negative aspects involved with it?
Oh yes, Brother Faisal, obviously there are limitations. It's not like learning physically right in front of someone. There is going to be a limitation because you're not physically in front of them. But what we try and do at Iman Academy is we tailor-make these lessons in such a way that we provide the subjects that are important, and we make it such that everyone can fit in according to their times. You know, people work, people have different, living in different time zones, they have different time slots of free time, so each one can come at his own time. So as much as you might have a limitation from one angle, but from the other, you have a lot of ease because you won't be bound by specific times for something. You can come at your convenience and, you know, learn these lessons. So Iman Academy is doing that. We are trying to provide as much as we can, in fact, 100 hours of lessons on Islamic sciences in the English language for people across the world. So that means all different time zones and people from anywhere. You can enroll, and subhanAllah, you will benefit by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So if we put this discussion of studying your religion online to the side for a second and talk a bit more about lifestyle, I myself, as a young adult, I'm now a professional. And on top of that, I've just become a parent, alhamdulillah. So my life has changed a lot. And often in adulthood, you find that studying and learning is something that you relate to school or to university. And we often as adults don't necessarily find value in studying throughout our adulthood. Is this a process that we should be continuing throughout our adult life and continuing, I suppose, without ever stopping as a lifestyle as opposed to something that we relate to just young people?
Yes, indeed. You know, if you look at the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when it comes to Islamic learning, they learned at an advanced age and there was no restriction. And I think when it comes to Islamic knowledge, actually there are people who have set the example and we should be following that example. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, we find them learning, memorizing, and so many others who followed later, they learned and follow and they... At an advanced age, they became knowledgeable in the deen and they practiced as they learnt and they even conveyed it to others. So alhamdulillah, I think in that aspect, we definitely do know that people should understand there is no limit, no age limit when it comes to learning. Generally, if you were to go to school, a secular school, they'd tell you grade 1, grade 2, and so on. When it comes to Islamic learning, it's not that way. It actually is completely the opposite, where from the beginning right up to whatever age you are, you will still be learning and you continue to learn. Even if you have learned a lot, you continue to expand your knowledge until the day you die. So that's something extremely amazing.
As you may know, Mufti, Iman Academy have a great offer for those wanting to learn Islamic sciences and gain unlimited access to over 100 hours of lessons on various subjects. The offer is a 50% off discount to those who purchase an annual subscription at only £2.50 a month. What advice would you give to those thinking of this opportunity?
Okay, firstly, any opportunity that we would get to learn Islamic knowledge from the correct sources should not be missed. And you know, if we have the excuse of whatever we may, I'm busy, I'm at work, well, we have at Iman Academy tailor-made it for you, because you can come in at any time and you can actually select your subjects and learn at a very slow pace, actually. And subhanallah, it's very, very interesting. I just completed the teaching of the Arba'in al-Nawawi. And subhanAllah, it's the book of hadith. And it's amazing because it's an opportunity given. And alhamdulillah, many people have benefited. I've had some really good feedback from people who say it has even acted as revision for those who knew the ahadith already. So to be part of this halaqah, you would still be getting a reward of being part of a knowledge circle when you've had an online circle. Obviously, it's different, but you still get the reward because there is a circle, it's virtual, and at the same time, you're connecting with so many people and encouraging others, perhaps exchanging notes, learning, and so on. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who seize these opportunities. We don't have an excuse.
Jazakallah khairan to Mufti Menk for joining us for that conversation. And inshallah, you guys can take advantage of this amazing opportunity from Iman Academy. And we'll see you again soon.